Now Lee.
Yes.
Lee. Ricky Stewart.
Well, is that defamation? What was said there? Yeah. Let's go serious now.
Well, my advice would be the polar opposite. What was said by Ricky, now removing all of the emotive components to this, the explanations and justifications that have sought to be made over the last 24 hours, the comments made by Ricky on Saturday night would tick every box in order to substantiate a defamation suit. I can't readily think of any defence that would be available. I know what's been put forward in the last 24 hours, but I can't envisage how. And if we accept what we know, and as I said, we don't know everything. All we know is what we've read in the paper. But if what's been reported is accurate, I cannot envisage how the actions of an 11-year-old could possibly justify defamatory comments some 10 years later. Now, that's as I say, a purely legal analysis of what we know. So if the young man did seek legal advice, I would suspect that he would receive the advice that I've just given.
Yeah, extraordinary situation. We're sort of, Brandy and I mean, we feel as if everything has been exhausted, and that's probably the only option that would take the story any further. If the league comes down today with a, you know, they've got no, it's not like they've got a handbook to go to. There's precedence at all. There's nothing to liken this to, but a fine and a one-game ban, Lee. I mean, speaking on behalf of both legally, does that seem appropriate? Is there any way we can apply any sort of legal, I don't know, precedence to the league putting that sort of penalty on an action as Ricky did in his words?
No, not at all. There's no legal precedent whatsoever. It's purely discretionary. And I think what the NRL have to do is find some balance between punishing the comments and sending a message so that it doesn't occur again. And that's obviously the point of there being a punishment, to ensure that the offender doesn't re-offend, but also send a warning to others. It's a unique situation. I've never heard remarks such as those ever in the game that I've been following now for over 40 years. They were intensely personal. The league, as I say, has a challenge now to try and find the right balance in dealing with this matter. I don't envy them, of course, but what the young man chooses to do separate to that, of course, is a matter entirely for him. But as I say, if what's being reported today and yesterday concerning the actions or alleged actions of an 11-year-old, it will not provide any semblance of a defence to a defamation suit some 10 years later.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.